Microsoft from day one engineered solutions that really fit and that work together as an orchestra. Key at this point in time is integration, having this holistic view, having a holistic protection. One thing is sure is like there is no such thing as 100% protection. What you need to do is, of course, strive for 100% protection and see how far you can take that effectively. We need to have as much bumps in the road, if you will, to make sure that those attackers get stopped.
Welcome to a new episode of the DirtAct podcast, the podcast on reliable alerting for critical systems. In this episode, Martin, Director of Cybersecurity at Wartell, shares valuable insights on what MSPs in the security space need to keep in mind for building a sustainable and successful future. Learn about key aspects that support your digital transformation and the importance of a fully integrated solution for a holistic view and a better response to potential threats and cyber attacks. Hear Martin talk about Microsoft's journey and their evolution into a trailblazing security solution provider and how you can prepare your MSP business for upcoming regulations and threats. Enjoy listening.
Good morning to you, Martin. Thanks for joining us today. I'm very excited to chat to you about you, your experience, particularly around MSPs and, you know, some of the needs and challenges you see in that industry. If you want to briefly introduce yourself so the audience knows, of course, we've known each other for a little bit, but maybe it's great if you can add a few words about who you are.
Yeah, thank you, Doreen, and thank you for having me on the show. It's great to be on your podcast. So I'm Martin Goed. I'm in the Netherlands, and I'm the Director of Cybersecurity at Wartell. And I've also been a long-time community member that have achieved the MVP and RD status.
Great. Yeah, I remember, you have to remind me, Martin, like how long ago we met, but it's been a while. We go back, I want to say almost like decades now.
It is. Yeah, it's in the 2000s that we've met. We've been going strong together for a while, so that's good news.
Yeah, and that's always exciting to, to then chat to someone that you've been partnering with for so long. But let's jump right to the topic here. I would love to hear a couple of your thoughts and experiences with respect to what you see in the MSP industry today, because I know this is a growing industry. There is a lot of challenges that people face. Last time we talked, there was a lot of talk around security aspects, because you could call, I guess you could say, security MSPs as one specific area there, but there's all kinds of different things popping up. And I'm always asked by people as to, hey, you know, what is it that you think is really important and how can I overcome certain business requirements and challenges? And you've been an expert in that for so long that I'm hoping we can capture some of that essence here today.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, the Microsoft security space has been growing very quickly over the past few years. Microsoft has been emphasizing it as a key asset to make sure that you have a well-protected foundation to build your applications and your workplace on to support your digital transformation as a company. So Microsoft literally a couple of years ago really started investing a lot, both in people, in knowledge, in product development, and even a couple of acquisitions to make sure that they have a good portfolio. And I've been along for the ride, for sure, for a couple of years, even before Microsoft was strong in that space and people were mocking Windows Defender, like, you're not going to use a Microsoft antivirus, are you? But those were the days, and we've come a long way. There's been a lot of progress, and we do see a lot of customers looking at Microsoft as a candidate for their predictions. And the reality is that because they were pretty late to the game, they've been in that game for long with things in their operating systems and around their estate in cloud. But really having products for your defenses and offenses have been something of the late few years. Because they were a bit late to the party, they've had a good look at the industry. They have a good look at what the customers need and how the cyberspace and the attackers are evolving. And they were well situated to, from day one, engineer something that really fits that space. And that's what I find interesting is that with their ability to execute, Microsoft really was able to build a couple of solutions that a lot of customers at this point value. And we are mocking at this point that everything is called Defender, like Defender for Azure, Defender for everything, Defender for your coffee machine. But in general, what it means is that they have a lot of options everywhere. Like if you're running APIs, fine, we can protect that. If you're running things on premises, fine. Microsoft's been around since the 70s. And the thing, though, is that you don't want to end up with a bunch of separate tools. And that's what you get a lot when you're achieving or trying to pursue a strategy of the best solution for a particular area. It will be hard to integrate. It will cost you money. It will cost you time and effort. And not necessarily do you end up with a situation where you have one integrated view of your premises and how potentially attackers are attacking it and progressing through your environment. And so Microsoft from day one engineered solutions that really fit and that work together as an orchestra. And you'll be the band leader and the orchestrator, but their orchestra is there. And we see Microsoft really having a good solution play. And yeah, as an MSP, we tag along on the good stuff.
And I can agree, because I think, you know, you want to try and avoid potential areas that can be breached more easily, because if the solutions don't work together seamlessly, then you are creating vulnerabilities in my eyes, right? So that's a big issue. You're talking about protecting against potential attacks, protecting your environment just in general, making sure everything is safe and secure. And now here you are, and you have all these different solutions if you buy from or you shop from different places. And every single time the solutions don't work together as seamlessly as they should, you're creating another vulnerability. So why would you do that? So this has always been a thing to me when I talk to customers and they say, yeah, we're using, let's say, Defender for this, but in this area, we're using something entirely different, or here we're using something entirely different. Then I always go like, yeah, and how do you ensure that you don't have, like, or actually the other way around, that you have a match, right? So how do you approach that when you have that with a customer?
Just to emphasize, like, those solutions that are out there, those third parties, non-Microsoft, are really good. Like, they're not bad at all. But the key at this point in time is integration, having this holistic view, having a holistic protection, because we can... One thing is sure is, like, there is no such thing as 100% protection. As you just mentioned, everything, and we have a lot of things as a company, even with our suppliers and our supply chain, or things we've outsourced or on-premises hybrid into the cloud, there's a lot of things, and we'll never achieve 100% like secure environment. That's off the table. So what you need to do is, of course, strive for 100% protection and see how far you can take that effectively, certainly with threat. Intel, like, what things should we guard more than others, our crown jewels, if you will. But on the other hand, like, if we know it's not 100% bar that we'll achieve, we need to have as much bumps in the road, if you will, to make sure that those attackers get stopped. And that's why we put a lot of protections in place with all of these defenders or your third parties. They will run into a bump. Sometimes they will overcome a bump if they go quick enough, or they find a zero day or whatever. But the more bumps you have, at one point you'll stop them. And what you want to have from your SOC and from your management perspective is an insight in, oh, we see somebody hitting the first bump. And even if they overcome that bump, you'd like to make sure that from that point on, you detect them and, of course, stop them in their tracks. And so integration is really key. What really helps is that there's this nonprofit organization called MITRE that tries to make sense of this all, like what attackers are there, what attack vectors can they use. And certainly vendors like Microsoft make use of it to make sure that once you get that information, you understand where they are in the kill chain.
Right. And then also, of course, balance this all against the costs, right? So some smaller MSPs might argue and might say, yep, this is all nice and well. I would love to have all the bumps in the road that I can potentially get my hands on. But, like, what is the cost going to be at the end of the day? Right. So that's a big concern.
Yeah. And Microsoft has options. That's always interesting. They have, like, small to big options. But the thing that amazed me most last, 3 years is that Microsoft was able to also pursue the operational technology side of the business. So you'll have your IT environment for your support. But if you're a factory, if you're some government agency running waterworks or something else crucial, you'll have what we call an operational technology area, an OT environment. And those things can also be targeted. Typically, they're even like older equipment, older software, and you still need to detect and potentially respond to that. And Microsoft had an inquisition over the past few years. And now Holistic is now not just only IT. Holistic is looking into that OT environment.
Yeah, agreed, because that is something that always amazes me too. And you know, because we've been working together long enough to know that we have all these interesting scenarios where people come and they've invested a little fortune in their whole environment and infrastructure. And as you know, our stronghold is the communication piece of it, because what good is all of this if at the end of the day, you're not sitting in front of something, you can't act, but it needs to be communicated out. So connecting all these intelligent algorithms, machines, software solutions, et cetera, with the actual people that still need to get involved if there is something really going on, particularly if it's an attack or if it's like insecurity, then you want to make sure that you react sooner rather than later before someone overcomes all your bumps, right, on the road. So I think that I'm always surprised to see that a lot of people have a relatively old or relatively diverse equipment or things in place, and they protect a certain layer. So I don't know if you can second that, but they protect a certain layer, and then the rest is kind of like out of your mind. And I think it's really important, and you've mentioned it a few times, holistically, right? You need to look at all your assets because you want to protect all of them. And ideally, if you have something that works on that level because it covers everything, you're golden.
True. And the example really is there with, for instance, a factory. It works together, again, as some sort of orchestra to build some sort of output. And all of these machines, all of these processes need to work together. Often it's certified, and that's why it's so hard to change out things and why software and hardware stays in there for a couple of years or even decades, which makes security a tad harder. And I've always loved AirDoc in that solution where you guys already focused on availability, making sure such a factory can show that things are off base, that need to be changed out or maybe responded to. And the involvement to security is then very logical from your side as well. Like with security, we only have minutes. Like if we're responding within 60 minutes even, it might be too late. Like we can encrypt an entire environment in 15 minutes. So you right. want to respond within minutes. And that's typically what you see with MSPs and security operation centers. SLAs will be very low, and that's why it's very costly potentially, because you need a lot of people, tech, automation, alerting solutions like yourself to make sure you get it in the hands of knowledgeable mm-hmm. people as quick as you can. But then also not just fire and forget, but mm-hmm. be able to respond and make mm-hmm. sure that that there's some sort of tech to stop an account, stop a PC, or even in an OT environment, make sure that you have the right operational manager coming up to the solution.
Yeah, basically connecting the actual incident to the people with the skill sets or that are available, because you mentioned it there, you said knowledgeable people. So with all of this, it's not only important to receive something or detect something, but you need to know what action to take, because that adds to your minutes, right? Okay. So you want to have every part of the chain in check in order to be efficient in responding to a threat.
Yeah, and that's why I think, like we just talked about, there's really three things that customers worry about when security comes up. It's coverage, IT plus OT, but holistically throughout the whole estate. Second is cost, being very effective on cost. But third, like being efficient and effective on the alerts and the coverage you'll have. Like you said, it doesn't help to have all things in place and not be able to respond. So those are three important things. But the fourth thing we're seeing really a lot is like, you don't want just another company doing some sort of tech security only, because you also want to worry about data security and yeah. governance and privacy. And one of the things certainly in Europe that's coming up is a new legislation called NIS2, which really makes sure that by the end of next year, 2024, there's a lot of things that you need to have in place if you're flagged as a critical company. And a lot of companies fall under that umbrella. Like even if you're selling weed to bake bread, you'll be critical.
Right.
Just to give everybody a perspective of who will be a critical company. You need a lot of things in place. One of them, the monitoring and response piece. But then you need to start figuring out not only a tech perspective, but really a security strategy, a framework, a plan, if you will, for the company to succeed on. Because if not, by 18 October next year, one of the board members responsible for this is personally liable for not getting this in place. Of course, right. With all of the threats coming at us, this is really important. And the EU has designated to their members that they need to get this, they need to get in shape effectively.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, there are so many things to keep in mind, which is why I think, you know, to get the foundation right from the get-go is really important because it's one less thing you have to worry about. And gee, Martin, I could chat to you for ages. There's like so many things that I have in my head, but let's try and see if we can round it up and basically give the audience like two or three points where you would say, and you already mentioned a few and you said like, this is one, two, three, four, this is what you should go by. But maybe we can give some additional outlook or recommendations by saying, this is something you must absolutely keep in mind. And this is what I would do if I was to start an MSP fresh tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think key point one is really, make sure you have an integrated solution. And there's a lot of buzzword bingo in our industry. One of them is called XDR, where people understand with that acronym that it's an integrated detection and response scenario. There's a lot of vendors like Microsoft, but also others that sell you an XDR, which will mean that these components that you have will talk to each other and form some sort of orchestra. And I think having, again, that holistic view is really key to making sure that we can get things done. But also, secondly, the ability to tailor to industries, because somebody who's running a waterworks or a factory that's baking bread or your typical advisory company that only has IT components might have a different threat perspective and other threat actors coming after them, and maybe also other tech, like the OT solution we just talked about. So the ability to tailor to industries is also very important, because you need to not just have the generic solution, but make sure that you have on top of that generic solution something that works for your industry, your company, that makes you more safer. And of course, third is like, we already talked about effectively responding, and typically those are technical responses, shutting down an account or whatever. But having a company that does some sort of response for you, broader than just the technicality. So like communication, what will happen if you have a business down scenario? How can you communicate with customers or stakeholders or the board, but also the board advisory, like what should we do next? Legal implications or even negotiations with some of these ransomware groups. That's what happens really in the reality. Having a what we call DFIR, so a digital forensics incident response team on hand, even if it's on contract or on a retainer, that's something as a company to figure out, like with a insurance, if you will, to make sure that you might not need it, hopefully. But if you right. do, you want to make sure there's people that come to rescue you. And again, it's an open door, but 24/7, 365, and it is hard. Like from my experience, having people and everybody on staff, even during the holidays and at wild moments in night when things happen, because hackers know those are the best times. Mm-hmm. Making sure it's not just a standby situation, but really having a crew there. And like we just said, enabled with wonderful technology like DareDoc has. Those are the things that really matter, I guess, if you're an MSP and a customer looking for an MSP.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, I couldn't agree more, but I think the key takeaway really, really is that all the points you mentioned previously and just now, that you need to, for yourself, also find an individual approach, like you said, that works for your environment, for your company, with your customer base, and that you can match all the sometimes cryptical information to people that can interpret it correctly, because that's part of the speedy response there as well, and that you always have good processes. You revisit your processes, because hackers will do. They'll adapt and they'll do something that, you know, maybe it worked for you last month, but it might not work so much anymore 6 months down the line, because they will have adapted. So to constantly keep this in flux and make sure that you get better and learn from past experiences, I think this is just as important. So there is a lot of aspects, a lot of buckets that you have to make sure you fill. It's been great. No, thank you so, so much, Martin, for doing this here with us. And I can't wait to see you again in person, hopefully at another great event like the last one we attended in Miami.
Yeah,
I know you've had a ton in between. I saw you. I wish you a great and successful rest of your week. Thanks again.
Thank you, Doreen. Looking forward to seeing each other.
You heard Martin and Doreen discussing the path to success as a security MSP and the role Microsoft and DirtAct play within that. More about DirtAct can be found in the show notes or on DirtAct.com. Until next time, stay alerted.